Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Message-Podcast der LifePoint Church Stuttgart. Als Gemeinde leben wir nach der Vision, wir existieren, dass Menschen ein erfülltes Leben in Christus finden können. Wir hoffen, dass Gott durch diese Message zu dir spricht und dass du dadurch gesegnet wirst.
Every week we had a kind of missionary speaking. There was one day, one guy was working in Germany, and I was sitting on that day, for some reason, the first row of the... And he was talking about they need people to reach out and reach in Germany. And in that period, I was asking where God wants me to send me. But on the other hand, he put in somehow in my heart Germany. And during my study, God also spoke to me about to reach out the not Germans in Germany. And in 2016, when I met some men, I shared with them. Because before to start to have a relationship, I want to be sure that also some men has no mission field in a heart. And she was open. And so, oh, then we can do together. Then I find out some men studied some German at university. And we asked some people to pray for us where to go in Germany. And we draw a big map of Germany. And one missionary took the small Luther, the puppet, and put on Stuttgart. And we said, why Stuttgart? So we came here to visit different places, and then God showed us that Stuttgart was the right place. And then turned out that here is the place where there are a lot of migrants, a lot of people are unreached. Wow.
So we go a little bit back, and the question is, how did you grow up?
I was born and raised in a Catholic family, but nominal. So they were not real Christian. They were just nominal, and they went to church time by time just for holidays, you know, Christmas or Easter. So for many years, I grew up with this belief in my heart that I was Christian too, just because I was raised up in a Catholic family. But when I started middle school, I met one teacher. He was a real Christian, and during his lessons, he used to speak often about Jesus, about God, and I was asking how he's matching maths with Jesus or with God. So one day I went to him and I asked, so why you talk often about God? And he told me, because I'm Christian. I say, oh yeah, I'm Christian too, but he say, wait, I'm Protestant. So in Italy, there is big difference from here about Protestant. It means that you are newborn Christian. So at that point start kind of crisis in my heart. So I start to question, I'm real Christian or not? But when I finished the middle school, I lost the contact with this teacher. But the question in my heart is still there. So I was looking for the truth. And when I started high school, I met a friend. She was a Christian too. And she started to talk me about Jesus again. And at some point she told me, if you're really interested, you can read the Bible. You can find by yourself. So I started to read the Bible. And one night God spoke to my heart and moved my heart towards him. So I started to attend to a church. And the church where I used to go, there was the same teacher I met when I was middle school student. Wow. So because of this teacher, he somehow introduced me to Jesus.
Wow. How old was you in this time?
I was 19 years old.
Okay. What changed after this decision?
Changed many things. First of all, the relationship with my family. There was always the gap because always they cannot understand fully what does it mean to be a Christian, because they really believed that they were Christian too. And so create some gap, but on the same time made me to grow and made me to step closer and closer to God. So my life gradually changed and made me to understand fully that I'm a child of God. But I'm still in the process. But when I look back, I can see really God transformed my life.
What was your goal or your focus before you become a Christian, a real Christian?
Want to become a football player? Yes, I was very focused to reach out my own goals. I mean, to have a nice life. Yeah. At the beginning, I want to become a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
But then my expectations changed a bit, low my expectations. Mm. And I want to become a fitness trainer. Mm-hmm. So God led me in that area. So I studied university. Okay. And I start to work as a fitness trainer. But the way I used to work was not satisfying to me. Mm. So at some point, I asked God really to change my life, to use also my skills to serve Him. Yeah. And He did it.
So then the goals and the focus change a little bit.
I will say dramatically when I look back from fitness trainer to missionary.
Okay, but it is interesting that something you like, God can use it now. You really like sports as well. So it's interesting that it's,
Es widerspricht sich nicht.
Yes.
Yes.
Then you become a Christian, and then you went through very tough times. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about your very tough time.
So I was 2015. I just came back from one year of experience in Africa, in Senegal. I had my internship there to see if I really was fitting for the mission life. And so I was ready to go back for the second year, but was the August 2015, and while I was at home, I found it that something was wrong in my body. So I touched my testicle and was very swollen. In that very moment, I understood there was something wrong, and I really understood there was something serious. So the very next day, I went to the doctor. He gave me a diagnosis, was a cancer in my testicle. It was a bit shocking because was not prepared, also if I knew something was wrong. So I went through the operation after 2 weeks. And then after that, I had some chemotherapy sessions. But before to start was hard because the doctor told me, look, when you will start the chemotherapy, in the 90% of cases, after that, you cannot have a baby. And that was shocking at the moment. I was single at the time. I had not yet met some men. But it was very hard to accept this. But I said to the doctor, okay, let's do it. And so I started this season, and was not easy time because of side effects, because of my body was suddenly became very weak. But was also a blessed time. I had really good opportunity at the hospital to talk with other people, and to share about my faith, to also encourage other people who are going through the same season. And that was the first cancer. And
were you afraid in this time?
To be honest, not, because my cancer was not so dangerous. It was something very easy to fix, I would say. But there was always this kind of, you know, unknown season. I knew other people went through the same season. I saw what's happening after that, and I was quite okay, but was not easy at the same time. And I thought after that everything was okay, but was not okay.
So then the second time cancer came. Mm-hmm. So did you feel in all this time, how did you feel God in this time?
Was not easy. I had many questions in my mind. At the beginning, I was confused. It was really hard to understand why God. Yeah. Why God allowed all of this. Is at some point I also thought God was punishing me for some reasons. But then I found God was not doing that. I mean, questions raised in my mind, I want to be completely honest, was not easy, but was also a blessing time. Because when I look back, I can see that God really used this season to transform you, also if it's hard. But on the same time, I felt God was with me. I felt God was with me through the also support I got from prayers. Literally from all around the world, from the US till South Korea, going through Africa and India and everywhere. And I also saw the support also. I will say God is good because he's also doctors to help me, because he placed the right people around me in every area. And the first time I had cancer was not easy, but the second time was really tough. Was tough because was not completely expected. I just came back from New Zealand, and we were in Italy with some men. Some men was for the first time in Italy. And already when I was back in New Zealand, I felt something was wrong in my body. But I thought it was a stress, was this kind of transition. So when I went back to Italy, my body was not working, but I never connected, was because of second cancer. So I, at the end, when Samin left, we planned to get married in 2018. So I was preparing to go to Korea, but before I felt my body really, I cannot eat properly. I lost a lot of weight. I cannot digest. So I decided to go to MRT. And after that, I had the MRT and I took so long, this process. And I thought, something is wrong here. Usually when you have this kind of CT scan, after 30 minutes, you finished and you just wait for the results. But they made longer and longer, and the doctor at some point came, oh, we need to repeat it. I say, something is wrong here. So I had the second time CT scan, and doctor say to me, there is something wrong. And I was really speechless. And I was so confused, so I don't know what to think. And I say to the doctor, please tell me directly what's going on. Don't go around. I want to know. And he was not sure at the same time. And I say, look, I want to know. Whatever is the answer, you need to tell me. And he told me there was this cancer, was quite big, was between the kidney and the ureter, and was 10 centimeters. And this was squeezing the ureter, so my kidney was not working, and for that reason, affect all my body. So he say, you need to see a specialist. So I went to doctor and he told me what I need to do and what I don't need to do. So I went through second chemotherapy session, but before that I need to go through hospital because I need to make my kidney to work a bit better. So I spent for a while, 1 month at the hospital to make my kidney a bit to work better. And then I started chemotherapy, but this time was very, very hard and was long. Yeah. It was hard because at the hospital, I stayed longer than before, and was hard also because I felt the death around me. Through all the people I met was very hard because you realize suddenly that your body is really fragile. When you're healthy, you don't think about it. But when you go through this season, you really realize that your body is nothing, literally nothing. The balance of your body can change suddenly and dramatically. And you feel suddenly vulnerable. And I remember one day I was at home. I was behind the window. I was looking outside. I felt completely disconnected from the world. And I say, God, why? Why again? But, yeah.
What was their answer?
Why not? God made me to realize that I'm not different from others. When I asked God many years before to use me as he wants, was in a season where I read a book of one famous missionary. The name was Eric Liddell. He was an athlete. He was a missionary who died in China because of cancer in a prison camp. And asked God, use me like him. And I say, I need to be very careful when I ask God something. Because he really did like...
Dangerous prayer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So God gives you answers in this time. So big questions. And I think it's very tough. It's very tough to go through this time with all these questions. And then you was together with Sun Min. So how was this time for her?
I need really to say thank you to Sun Min. She was back in South Korea and was hard because she was very far away and she was also, she didn't know what to do. Mm. You know, when your boyfriend, your fiancé is far, you're here, you don't know how to deal. And also for Sun Min, she felt powerless. Mm. So she was in a different season, also if we're in the same boat. Mm-hmm. I was experienced cancer in the first place, so I know what's going on in my body, and I had some understanding. But for Sun Min, it was different. She felt also very hard, but she was also transported by God, I would say, in this season, and was not easy also for her. I think on both sides, for the person experience and the person who is close to you, it's very hard time, very, very hard time, because both sides you feel powerless in a different way, in a different degrees.
And you're fighting a little bit different. So you're fighting directly. And she told me she was like fighting in prayer. She went to the church, praying, fasting and everything for you and your healing. So all this time together, all this experience with cancer, so how did you experience healing?
I mean, I realized that real healing of the body is not so important. It's important some degrees, but what is healing is it's more important how God can use these situations for his glory, not just for your own good. My body is working better, but I cannot say my body is 100% like before, but he healed more my soul, I will say, because he made me to become more dependent on him, more aware that my life depends on him, not my own strength, nor on my own ability.
Yeah.
And God healed me also my understanding about what he's doing. I don't have all the answers. I don't know why he allowed this cancer me, but I know that this is useful to bring testimony for other people, how God is working, and made me to have kind of more credibility when I talk with people who are going very tough time. I know exactly, they know that when I talk about cancer, if they go through the same season, they know my words are reliable and they know that I can understand them.
Yeah.
And also when I talk with people who have similar experience, there is immediate connection. So in God's economy, nothing is wasted.
So you can bring hope in a life, in situations nobody else can do. So because you experience by yourself. So is there any fear about that the cancer can be come back?
When I got the operation, they didn't remove completely the cancer because it was not possible. So the cancer is one of my best companions for all my life. So I know he's there, but I know who holds this cancer, that is God. So the cancer can come back. The cancer will not come back. I don't know. But I know that nobody is is free from this danger.
Yeah.
So I just need to trust in God.
So how can a person live without fear? What would you say?
It depends what kind of... I think fear is a good companion sometimes. Because fear makes you to be more... to rely more on God. Of course, we don't need to be led by fear, because otherwise we are enslaved. But fear makes us to stay humble and to be dependent on God. So the human fear in somehow is okay, because, you know, makes you to stay very humble and realize that you are no superhero. And I believe that also, that this kind of fear makes me to stay really, to stay with my feet on the floor.
So, is there any Bible verse, any Bible text or something that was very important for you in this time or still now?
So I will say, I mean, this morning also I was looking one Bible verse from Romans 8:28, where it's written, "And we know that God causes everything work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." That is good Bible verse. Looks very nice to hang out on the wall, but when you experience, it's not so appealing anymore. But you can really see when you experience something very hard, could be cancer, could be grief, could be any kind of trauma, you can see after a long time that everything good, everything works for the good of us. And, you know, we are part of big picture from God, but we can see just a small jiggle of the puzzle. We can see for a while a bit more the big picture, and we can realize why God allowed many things in the back. But sometimes it takes years. In the while, you just need to trust.
And I really love this verse. Said I told the same verse a few weeks ago. So, because you can use this verse and look back and say, yeah, it is true. But it's also a big promise. when you are going, when you went through a very tough time and you see everything is dark, everything is around is death. So it's also a promise that God will use it for good. And I think this is so encouraging. So what is your message from your heart you want to give to the people with all your experiences and all of your life now?
Don't be afraid to trust in God. Also, when everything looks very dark, He knows what He's doing. We don't know, and sometimes we will not understand fully, probably for all our life, but we know that He is good, He's working for our good, He has a plan to bless us, to make us to grow, but also our hard seasons are tools to be used for Him. I had many opportunities to talk about my experience with many people, and when you share about your tough time, people understand, people listen, and especially when you have in front of you somebody experience very tough season, there is immediately connection. So God's blessings are over our understanding, and also something bad happens to us, it's not so bad if we look in God's perspective. Amen. Yeah. So everything is good. You know, it's good because we learn more in a tough seasons than when everything is going well. I don't want to say that we need to experience tough seasons, but these are very important steps in our lives. Because it makes us to mature, makes us to grow, makes us to become more dependent on God, and makes us to understand who God really is. I was thinking what Livy shared this morning, the red pill and the blue pill. When everything goes well, you have these blue pills and you keep eating. It looks like okay, but suddenly you need to swallow the red pills. And suddenly everything looks different. And you see the reality. So this life is not easy. This life is hard. But if we just look at us, then we feel depressed, we feel lost, we feel desperate. But when in this season we look at God, suddenly His peace comes in our hearts and everything is as other perspective. And you feel like my life has real purpose. Because He's transformed me, and He loves me because He wants to make me to experience something new, to transform me, to make me to be more Christ-like.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Giuseppe, thank you so much for sharing all these deep things. That you're so honest to us all about these things. My last question is, as a couple, you are here in Germany, you are working with refugees, you have a vision, you have something on your heart. So what is your heart after all these things?
My heart to see the Church of God filled with many nationalities, to see the Church of God to embrace everyone, and to see the His words to be spread for all people groups, to see the Church worship God, also if we have different languages, different background, but we can have the same heart, and to see German Church really to be open to reach out the unreached that they are in this beautiful land.
Amen. Thank you so much. You are a big, big blessing for our church. I think your story is a big blessing, and God will use it for His plan, for His good, and I want to thank you again, and I would ask you to pray for us this morning, please.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, we really thank you for who you are. Father, I thank you because you are good, and your goodness is never ending. Your mercy is never ending. Father, I thank you because you hold us tightly. You love us, and you want us to prosper. Father, I thank you because you are working in us and through us. I pray, Father, for your church to grow. I pray for each one of us to grow in the knowledge of you, first of all, to trust in you, to surrender every part of us to you, to die to ourselves and to live for you. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you because we are your beloved children. We belong to you, and you are our good, good Father. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow, was für eine Message. Wir hoffen, dass dieses Wort zu dir gesprochen hat und dich durch den Tag und die kommende Woche begleiten wird. Wenn du mit uns in Kontakt treten möchtest, kannst du gerne auf unsere Website und Social Media vorbeischauen. Bis zum nächsten Mal, sei gesegnet.